Number 98. In 1905, Albert Einstein published three revolutionary papers, those that proved the existence of the atom, showed the validity of quantum physics, and, of course, introduced the world to his theory of special relativity. This was a great achievement for a young scientist. "It's not that I'm so smart," Einstein once said. "It's just that I stay with problems longer." Whatever the reason for his greatness, there is no doubt that this determination allowed him to invent new physics and explore areas that nobody else had dared to investigate. What he was not, however, was a perfect genius. In fact, when it came to the biggest scientific issue of all, the origin of the universe, he was utterly wrong. And while we should certainly appreciate his achievements, we may learn a more valuable lesson by investigating Einstein's greatest failure. The story starts in the late 19th century, when most scientists believed in an eternal and unchanging universe. This was a neat theory of cosmology, because a universe that had always existed did not raise any awkward questions, such as, when was the universe created? And what or who created it? Einstein grew up in this era, and was similarly convinced that the universe had existed for an eternity. However, when he developed general relativity, his theory of gravity, in 1915, he became aware of a serious problem. Gravity is an attractive force. It attracts coins to the ground, and it attracts comets toward the sun. So why hadn't gravity caused the matter in the universe to collapse inward on itself? Gravity seemed to be inconsistent with an eternal, unchanging universe, and Einstein certainly had no sympathy for the alternative view of a collapsing universe, stating that to admit such a possibility seems senseless. Isaac Newton had run into the same problem with his own theory of gravity some 250 years earlier. He too believed in an eternal universe, yet he knew that gravity would have to cause its collapse in the end. His solution was to propose that God was responsible for keeping apart all the objects in space, adjusting their positions from time to time as part of his heavenly chores. Einstein was reluctant to involve God in his explanation, so his solution was to modify his theory of general relativity, adding an anti-gravity force alongside familiar gravity. This opposing force would act against gravity over great distances, thereby maintaining the overall stability of the universe. There was no evidence for this anti-gravity force, but Einstein assumed that it had to exist in order to provide a basis for eternity. Although everything now seemed to make sense, there were some who did not agree. A small band of cosmologists suggested in the 1920s that the universe was not eternal, but had been created at a certain moment in the past. They claimed it had exploded and expanded from a small, hot, dense state into what we see today. In particular, they argued that it had originally been a superatom, which had then exploded. This model, which has since developed into the Big Bang theory, did not require any stabilizing anti-gravity, because it proposed a dynamic, expanding universe. The Big Bang model was initially regarded as a ridiculous idea by the scientific authorities, including Einstein. However, in 1929, he came to admit that he was wrong. Edwin Hubble, working at Mount Wilson Observatory in Southern California, showed that all the distant galaxies in the universe were racing away from one another, as though they were pieces left over from a great explosion. The Big Bang model seemed to be correct, and while it would take several decades before the theory was accepted by most other scientists, Einstein, to his credit, did not fight on. This is the most beautiful and satisfactory explanation of creation to which I have ever listened, he said, and even called his idea of anti-gravity force the biggest mistake of his career. In 1931, Einstein paid a visit to Hubble at Mount Wilson, where he publicly announced that he had abandoned his own theory in favor of the expanding universe model. It might seem that Einstein emerges from this story as a flawed genius, one who was not perfect. In fact, there is a twist to the tale, one that implies he was perhaps better than perfect. If gravity pulls everything together, then the expansion of the Big Bang should be slowing, because all of the expanding galaxies would be attracted to one another. In 1998, however, when researchers tried to measure this decrease in speed, they were astonished to find that the universe is in fact speeding up. The galaxies are apparently moving apart faster and faster as time passes. What is the best explanation scientists can come up with? The existence of an anti-gravity force. Theorists call this effect dark energy, but it is exactly the sort of force that Einstein proposed to maintain the stability of the universe. Anti-gravity is now back in fashion some 7 decades after he abandoned it. It seems that even when Einstein thought he was wrong, he turned out to be right. And in remembering his achievements, let's also bear in mind the fact that Einstein was prepared to admit that he was wrong. Perhaps humility, more than anything else, is the mark of true genius.